You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Ben Woods with Wearing Divine, with the lovely vocals of Lucy Hunter on there as well. Morena Ben, how are you?
Hey there, I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Excited for your new record, which is out tomorrow, called Dispeller. And also for this beautiful short film you've created to kind of accompany it. How's this whole process of making this record been for you? Because I think we spoke with you back when the first single was out. Seems like it's been a really interesting time.
Yeah, it's kind of been... it's been a long time. It's been like, I think... It was pre-pandemic when we started it all, you know, and because of that, there was a lot of stop-start to the whole process. But I think it was nice. It allowed for some breathing time and to, you know, come back and I don't know, have a kind of good perspective on the record when a lot of the rest of the time when we were actually in the studio making it, it all felt quite, you know, impulsive and just like throwing things at the wall. So it was good to have those, you know, months sometimes where we would just come back in and be like, what were we doing? And I think that was a big part of the film as well, you know, because we couldn't really perform and I really wanted to have like a live aspect to making the record because I just made it on my own and with the producer. So I feel like the film was a real nice way to get everyone together and be able to present those songs in a different way and kind of showcase that time, I guess, and the people around, you know, who were kind of part of making the music or, you know, featuring or just inspiring, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And it's a very lovely way of looking at the tracks that you've particularly highlighted through the film because I think it does exactly that. It gives you a chance to experience it live in a way that even when you're at a gig you don't necessarily get because you come, you know, the camera comes in quite close and intimate with some of the moments throughout the songs and it gives you a chance, I think, to see the kind of space you've created around these tracks as well. There's some nice sort of shots of you in the supermarket and, you know, mucking around in between takes and stuff. It sets a good scene for, I guess, the place and the space that this was created from. I wanted to hear a little bit about this sort of group of musicians you've gathered for this project, because obviously we've just heard Lucy Hunter. Lucy's in the video as well. But there's a few other familiar sort of local from the South Island music faces in your band. Tell us a wee bit about who's been involved in this project, Ben.
Yeah, well... it's funny because it changes around so much and we're going to go on tour in September and it's kind of a different band to the one you see in there. Because, I mean, the whole idea with it or with just me when I'm doing my stuff on my own is that it can be, you know, kind of interchangeable and, you know, I can book stuff and just be like, hey, who's around? We can just figure it out from there. And the film was great for that as well because it was just... three songs, you know, with one day, so we really could just pull in anyone. But we had people who've been playing with me for a while. We've got Ryan Chin, who's also Ryan Fisherman, who's I'm sure a lot of people know for his own stuff, which is great. And Luke, who's my friend in World Series, the other band that I play in. He's the singer. He was playing bass in the videos and the tape player.
Very important role.
And yeah, I love that cameo. It's like one of my favorite bits. And then Rory, who was playing drums, who is kind of, I don't know, he's pretty influential to me in that he's just does his own stuff and plays with people who are traveling down here. A lot of like improvisational and kind of more experimental stuff, which is great. Who else is in the video? I'm trying to... Lucy, of course, and... My Matt Davis and Charlotte Crone, who are playing horns. I don't know. It was just a real swirl of who I could get in the room. But they all... That's the nature of music in Christchurch as well, as everyone's kind of dipped in everywhere, you know? So, like, all those people, I'm sure you could see them... I don't know, so many other gigs or backing up other people.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of loved about this whole process is that they'll come and help me out, but I'll do the same for them, you know, anytime.
Totally.
And I'll, you know, it's just, I don't know. I wanted it to be intimate, like you said, and I feel like us doing that and having those cuts where you can kind of you see the bits in between, or just see kind of the casual moments in between.
Yeah.
I really wanted to try get that in there as strong as I could, because that's kind of the relationship we all have. It's just,
yeah,
I don't know, we're trying to constantly work it out and help each other.
It feels very organic, and it does, I think, have the sense that there's a real community behind this record. Although I know that it is, as you mentioned before, songs that you have written and kind of worked on in your own sort of private space, I guess, and then brought to other people. I wondered a bit about the overarching themes of Dispeller, because there is a lot of introspection on this record and a lot of kind of thoughtfulness to it. Some songs, I think, maybe when you sort of hear them, you think, oh, maybe this has like got some sort of sadness to it. But actually, the more you listen to it, I feel like that's not really what this record is about necessarily. What would you say draws Dispeller together as a record?
I mean, this was definitely, for me, compared to put the last record, more of like a the whole idea when I started writing it was that I wanted to be more impulsive, I guess, and with the writing, or I want to say quicker, but just intuitive with it. And so there wasn't a lot of forethought in regards to like these like big themes. I just trusted myself to be the thread that kind of ties everything together.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to that, I don't know, it's kind of me, I guess, trying to work out what's going on around me and just and trying to trust myself with dealing with that and with writing about that. And it kind of shifts, you know, song to song. Some of them are more, you can, you know, there's parts of me that are at odds with myself, and then there's other songs like, you know, White Leather Again, for example, which is the one of my favorite tracks, one of the last ones I wrote, where it's, I don't know, there's a good bit of that, but it's also learning to, I guess, accept the kind of chaos of our daily lives, you know?
Yeah, totally. And,
not necessarily try shift it or fix it, but just understand that it's going to be there, and sometimes we can just sit with it and that can be fine.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, absolutely. And
I don't know. I feel like I have that kind of relationship with music too, you know? I'm trying to like control this chaotic force that can, you know? And I don't know. I feel like sometimes it can be hard to put together in words, but that was the whole thing with this. I just wanted to push into what came naturally.
Yeah.
Even if it was hard, or whether it was, I don't know, easier at times with different tracks, I just wanted it to be like flowing.
I think it comes through very strongly. Like there is a Put was a brilliant record, but there's something about this that feels very settled in its own way, even with songs that are, as you were just saying, reflecting on particularly unsettled feelings or experiences or, you know, stuff you're going through. I think letting the, you know, music almost write itself, or kind of following that intuitive way of making, is really strong for this record. You can really sense it. And I wondered, because you've done so much beautiful video work across this project so far, I'm thinking of the amazing puppetry video that sort of announced this album that you created with Martin Sagadan and Tom Chook. There's like it's almost like you've made these songs and then you've kind of reflected on what it means, or the world that it's come out of or created. Is that maybe a fair observation? Is that how you felt about the process of
definitely
reflecting on it? Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's kind of like, that's how I feel doing these interviews, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I feel like I'm trying to work it out with you when you're asking me questions. I'm like, yeah. But that's like great, and I like that. And it has made me enjoy listening to the record a whole lot more.
Giving yourself that space.
Especially now, like, we were saying that, you know, it's been quite a while since the whole thing started. It's kind of like therapeutic almost looking back when I was writing those songs and reflecting on them now, you know, like, I in ways feel like in a different space with some of the things I'm talking about, or even some of the sounds, you know, but that's makes it even more satisfying to just be like, oh yeah. And that's the same thing with this film, is that I feel like it becomes a relic, you know, for the time, the more time that's, you know,
totally
goes after.
It's important to have those markers as well, I think, in your own creative process so that you can always come back and be like, oh, that's right, that's where I was at, that's why this was created, this is how that happens. Because I think, you know, your relationship with music as a listener changes over time, so I presume as a maker it also changes as well. So it's kind of nice to have these things that anchor it in that particular era or moment that it was made for.
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I love that so much with artists I love. Like, I don't know, I'm definitely someone who can spend hours and hours trying to find like weird like home clips or like
yep.
you know, of like old musicians in their prime or like in different little eras, and I find that so satisfying. So
absolutely.
I want to try do as much of that as I can for myself.
Well, Ben, thank you for chatting with us about Dispeller, which is out everywhere tomorrow. Also, your video, that's out now, eh? People can go and check that one. Is that correct?
Yep. It was on the Fader, but I think it's live now on just on YouTube.
Fantastic. So that's a good thing to do on a gloomy afternoon. We're going to play, though, an early spin of your new song, White Leather, again. Thank you for speaking with us, Ben, and congrats on the record.
Thanks so much.
Ooh, it's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
BFO.
was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.